Hello and welcome to 104.4 Resonance FM. It's me, Sir Mad, and to my left is the E-Man, Ed.
Hello, we're standing in for the magnificent Johnny Trunk, who's somewhere in France at the moment, sunning himself.
So for the next 2 hours, you have myself and Ed. We're going to be playing Blaxploitation grooves, funky soul, some jazz, some Latin, and kind of everything in between.
Thank you.
So, Ed, what did we start this wonderful show?
Well, we transplanted Johnny's usual theme tune with that Bob's Band number, which came from the NFL from 1971.
You've played that before. It's an absolute cracker, isn't it?
That's a bit of a cheeky cut on ABC. And we followed that up with the all-time Roy Ayres classic, Coffee is the Colour. Following that, we had The Cat from Lalo Schifrin. Now, that's one of his rarer tracks because that came off the Live in Buenos Aires album, which was only released in Argentina, and you don't see that very often.
You certainly don't. That was a very good catch.
And then you got an absolute beast after that. So what was that all about?
That was an absolutely stunning kind of Argentinian Latin band called Quinty Plus.
And the track was...
Oh, God. Let me see. My Spanish isn't very good. Nor is your handwriting. Let me find... Hold on one second. Ed, keep them entertained.
And it was Loberman El Hombre Lobro. And finally, we were just listening to a little Jerry Mulligan. That's probably the only funky track he ever did. That was from a French movie called La Menace, which you don't see at all on record. But quite a nice little
no,
cut.
No, never seen that before. It was very, very nice. I mean, today it is so gorgeous. It's so sunny here in London that... We kind of decided to go on kind of jazzy vibes, didn't we?
Yeah, very much. It's going to be a down-tempo kind of summertime show with very much those sort of jazzy feelings, a little bit reflective, a little bit introspective.
Yeah.
And on that sort of note, I think we've got a little flute.
It's actually a recorder. This is probably the craziest library record I've ever heard in my life. And let's see if you enjoy it too. Thank you. that was the wonderful Joel Kay and his Neophonic Orchestra with an amazing cover of 2001 Space Odyssey.
Absolutely blistering track. Yes, we were definitely rocking to that one.
We were. This is still Resonance FM and Sir Mad.
And Ed the E-Man from Blaxploitation.com. We're standing in for Johnny Tronk on OST, the original Super Soundtrack Show. Just want to say to Nick and Bergie, keep it locked, mate.
And if my dad's listening via the interweb, hello, Dad. So, backwards.
Yeah,
okay.
In reverse order.
The one was Traffic Boom.
Traffic Boom, yeah. Bit of a rare one by Piero Piccioni there. Very, very nice album, but one you don't see that often. You probably heard it somewhere. It's kind of lodged in your mind because you might have seen The Big Lebowski in it. Got a bit of a plug in there.
I do believe it did. And an amazing cover of Watermelon Man.
Oh, that was absolutely superb. So tell us a little bit about this one, sir.
I wish I could, mate. I wish I could. It was, I think it was Dave Camion, some Eastern European, like...
And it came out of the blue, didn't it?
It just
arrived from Greece, apparently.
Yeah, big shout out to Telios out there who sent me this gem. It is brilliant. I kind of bought it a bit blind, not really knowing what I was kind of getting.
And there you go.
Just knocked me silly.
Bit of a monster. So before that?
I think we had West Side Radio.
West Side Radio. Yeah, we think there's a bit of Jimmy Smith involvement. That was Verve when he was doing a lot of work for Verve, and it was probably the house band. No credited musicians, but definitely a nice Hammond solo, so yeah. It's got to be the main man.
Had his touches, didn't it?
Absolutely.
And right at the very start of this sequence was a wonderful library track on the Themes label. It's Soul Survivor by David Lindup. And that one had the crazy recorder.
Yeah, we were saying, we're not quite sure what sort of recorder it is, but we like it anyway. And again, we're sitting about three doors away from where Themes used to live.
I know, and, you know, I think they'd be proud.
Well, yeah, we're definitely feeling that vibe from them. Now, on that note, we're going to go back into a little more sort of classic Blaxploitation stuff and a little bit soulful, maybe a little more vocal now, but still we're trying to keep this summertime feel.
Let my people go. If not, I'll strike. Good mercy, let my people. Thank you.
Bullets fly like popcorn on the screen. Recommended wholesome, nice and clean. Making love's the thing that can't be seen. Why? Let your head on just an inch or two. Let your skin be red or green or blue. They invent a special name for you. Why? On a clear day, oh, say, can you see? What remains of mountain greenery when you glimpse above the scenery sky? When you're out walking and you pass near a sign that says, keep off the grass, put a sign right next to it that says, why? You're so soft and sensual. You got such high potential. Cause you give such laid back loving head. Ooh, your skin is so smooth and soft, it really gets me off. You're so moist and juicy, you sensual beauty. Not knowing where they might slip, and hoping they will find the pleasures of your mind. Let go with my loving caress, cause there to taste the inner essence of my soul, oh, yeah. But your body is for enjoyment, and your mind is for employment of the devil. Of the universal. Thank you.
And welcome back. This is 104.4 Resonance FM. This is the OST show. And it's me, Samad.
And me, Ed the E-Man from Blaxploitation.com, sitting in for Johnny Trunk for 1 week only.
Yes, indeed. Now, Ed, fantastic, that last one. That was a hurdy-gurdy man.
Oh, yeah, we were definitely feeling that. And what did we have before that?
It was the La 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 on Deep Throat 2.
Oh, Deep Throat 2, yeah, on the legendary Brian Records, one of those labels where nobody actually wants to go and try and find them because they're quite scary. But they issued all sorts of stuff, including the Liale score by Bernard Purdy, which recently had a reissue, which is very good, £10 instead of about £300 on eBay.
Definitely, definitely. And, before that, well, that was a little rude section, wasn't it?
Slightly rude, and then... Well, yeah. You dug this one up, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you recommended this soundtrack to me a couple of years ago, and I found it, and it was a soft and sensual track.
Yeah, a little bit suggestive, perhaps, and that's looks like a French movie. We're not quite sure what it's all about, but it's very rude, and the cover's suggestive as well.
Indeed. And I think that was Rudy Moore or someone as well.
Really?
Which is quite an interesting name
for Yeah. Well, it looks like a British band, but there's nothing on the cover. It's a French or Italian release. And before that, what did we have?
Your crazy Karen Krug.
Oh, yeah, Karen Krug. That's an interesting sort of record, because that was a cover version of the... Ask Yourself Why track, which is a famous Michel Legrand tune that Barbara Streisand also murdered, I think. And on this particular version, Karen Krog did the Michel Legrand songbook, got people like Philip Catherine involved, lots of crazy out there prog jazzers. Yep. And as you can hear, that was kind of proto drum and bass, but quite an interesting take on it. And then suddenly it goes, slows right down into this nice hip hoppy sort of number.
Yeah, I mean, we should mention that was not two different songs, that was one.
That was one song, yeah. We didn't try and splice those together. It is all one track.
It was crazy. And what did we have before? Let My People Go? Oh my, that was a fantastic one. That was that Ray Draper one.
Oh, yes. Very, very impressed by that one. That was another Sirman dig out of the special box.
Yes. Sorry, excuse my ignorance on who Mr. Ray Draper is. I'm not the most accomplished kind of... knowledgeable person on black music.
Well, these are the sort of things where, you know, if anybody out there, you know who Ray Draper is, give us a ring, because we'd certainly like to know.
We would. I think that was the Red Beans and Rice album as well.
Okay.
It's cracking, basically. And a classic Herbie Hancock cut.
Oh, yeah, sampled a million times and well worth it. The superb Wiggle Waggle, that was from Fat Albert Rotunda, which is another one of these sort of soundtrack records that doesn't turn up anymore. It used to be all over the place,
no.
Now you just don't see it.
Been hunting that for ages, still can't see it for a decent sum, so it's my loss, I suppose.
Well, it's nice to hear it on the radio.
Indeed. Now, we have a competition today.
Yes, we've got a copy of the Licorice Soul Records 45. This is a label I've just set up with a couple of other partners, and we are legitimately reissuing some very nice stuff from a variety of library and soundtrack labels. Anyway, the first release is by a band called the Terry Cavendish Orchestra. So we thought, who's Terry Cavendish? Turns out it's actually Ray Davis with Alan Hawkshaw and some of the main library guys.
Yep. I mean, that was the same guy who did the that hurdy-gurdy man
that we heard just a moment ago.
That was
ago.
The button-down brass.
Yeah.
Ray Davis himself.
Very, very nice. So the competition, the question is... who is the main... who's the black private dick in the Shaft movies? We want not the actor's name, because we all know it was Richard Roundtree. What was the name of the black private dick who was the sex machine to all the chicks?
It's that hard.
Now, Sir Mad's going to give you the phone number, and then we're going to spin straight into another track.
OK, yep. It's 0207 836 3664.
And that question again, who is the black private dick who's the sex machine to all the chicks?
Enjoy this. Thank you.
Drive your funky soul. When I said Gemini, and drive drive that funky soul when I say Capricorn. Hell! And drive don't funky soul when I say Scorpio Virgo. And drive don't funky soul if I say Cancer. Can you drive that funky soul? Raise up, get yourself together. And drive don't funky soul. Slaughter! Get on up, get yourself together. Drive that funky soul. Leo! Aquarius, get yourself together and drive that monkey soul. Get yourself together and drive that monkey soul. Get up, get yourself together and drive that monkey soul. Red, get yourself together and drive that monkey soul. Diamond, diamond, I need some money. Do you need some money? Ha, and drive don't monkey soul. Get yourself together and drive that
And in case you didn't get the competition question, you are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm Ed the E-Man from Blaxploitation.com here with Sir Mad, and we are talking about the competition. The competition question was, who is the black sex machine who's private dick to all the chicks? And the number is 0207-836-3664. And now we're going to play something from the Italian Job.
This is the Self-Preservation Society. Go wash your German bench, your blood rice too. Come your bonnet fair, we got a lot to do. Put on your dinky dur and your peck and rye, 'cause time to hurry and buy. Get your skates on, mate. Get your skates on, mate. No fib around your Gregory Peck today. Aye. From your plates of meat, right upon the sink. This is the Self-Preservation Society. This is the Self-Preservation Society. Gotta get a moving, move on. This is the Self-Preservation Society. Jump in the jam, jump, better get straight. Hurry up, mate, come to be late. And as your father, tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Jump in the jam, jump, 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 jump. Society.
Firstly, thanks to all of you who rang in earlier on. Just big congratulations to Chaz and Stevie. That is the track that will be winging its way to you later this week. And a big shout out to the Find Another Way crew, particularly Piper, who's in the toilet. Now we're going to talk to you a little about the tracks that we just played. A few nice numbers in there.
Well, obviously that last one was the wonderful Terry Cavendish Orchestra, which is on the E-Man's fantastic Licorice Soul label.
You can get that online at licoricesoul.com.
We should mention that's kind of co-owned, I suppose, by the Vinyl Vulture.
Yeah, those of you who've done a bit of crate digging in the UK, you might use the Vinyl Vulture site. Highly recommended. There's some really good tips on there.
So, in reverse order, we had a fantastic Gentle Rain, Lonely Jelly.
That's the big track off of the big record. Anybody who goes on eBay will probably have seen that going for, you know, a car's worth or a house deposit's worth of money.
It is ridiculous, that record, and it's just phenomenal.
Very good. We think that's probably the same guys who played on the Bullet Hanged Man record, but we're not quite sure. You can hear some of the same sort of motifs in use there.
The guy who actually composed that was a guy called Nick Ingman, who's quite a famous kind of library and session arranger, and I actually interviewed him a few months back for the Vinyl Vulture site. So if you check that, and maybe next month or the month after, you'll get the expose into that record.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It should be a good one.
It was a great interview. He was a fantastic chap.
So before Lonely Jelly,
Wonderful Italian Job OST.
Oh, of course, that's the classic track. Get a blooming move on.
I was just thinking if it's used in the Italian Job remake that came out.
I don't know.
Has that actually come out in England yet?
I haven't seen it.
I know it came out in the States. Yeah. It's got Ed Norton from...
Yeah, and they were using those horrible BMW Minis, which are apparently very good cars, but I don't like them.
No, it's not the same, is it?
No.
Because last time I was on the show, Resonance, covering for Johnny Trunk, myself and Nick, who were on the show, we argued quite a lot about... Thomas Crown Affair.
Oh, right? Yeah.
See,
yeah.
That's I'm tying it into.
Oh, I see. He told, some continuity there.
He told me last time to try and have a random argument, and here I am.
Very good.
And then the wonderful Deep Throat 2 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, another one off Deep Throat 2. That was called She's Got to Have It, actually, from a really weird Brian 45. I'm not quite sure what's the story there, but apparently some of these were promotional.
That's the same slightly dodgy label.
Yes, very much. Slightly dodgy label, slightly dodgy pressing, slightly dodgy people involved with it. Worth a dig around on the internet if you've got any spare time.
And to start, we've had the fantastic Slaughter's Big Rip-Off.
Oh, Slaughter's Big Rip-Off, the one and only James Brown with that superb People Get Up and Drive Your Funky Soul, which is one of the best dance floor tracks. If you pick these sort of soundtrack records, that is the one you go straight away for if nobody's moving.
It is a cracker.
And on that note, back to the music. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to 104.4 Resonance FM. It's the OST show with Sir Mad and Ed taking over for Johnny Trunk today.
And we've only got 5 minutes left, so we better make it a good 5 minutes. Firstly, big thanks to Martin, our engineer tonight, and also to Johnny for letting us have a go on the show.
We have absolutely thoroughly enjoyed every second. I can basically fairly say that this has been the funniest, best show I've...
We've been dancing around the studio, and on that note, we're just going to give you a quick rundown of the tunes that we've just played, and then we're going to sign off.
Reverse order, that was the amazing Sesomato OST.
Oh, yes. I can't pronounce the guy's name, but it's very, very good. Prior to that?
We had a very kind of new secret discovery. Well, it's not so secret anymore, because I'm going to tell you. It was the Innermost Limits of Pure Fun, OST. It was a crazy Australian surf movie from the, I think, the late 60s.
Quite really good stuff.
Classic surf film, but the soundtrack is rare as old rocking horse doodah, shall we say.
Yeah.
And I was pretty chuffed to get that the other day. It's genius, basically. Prior to that, we had a couple of requests. The amazing Francois de Roubaix.
Yeah, with the Lèvres Rouges soundtrack. Superb hip-hop drums going on there. He was about 30 years ahead of his time.
Definitely, and before that, again, another request.
Another request, that was Spaceport from the Tomorrow record, Olivia Newton-John's big record. Everybody wants to try and find that one, but there's a Hugo Montenegro cut, and you just heard it.
Indeed. And I think that's it, really. We're just going to finish off on a bit of secret Scandinavian funk.
That's right. Up next, we've got Harmony Fraser, and this is a little bit of a secret squirrel. So thanks again for listening, and you are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM.
Kider mig, så skifter jeg farve. Og jeg gemmer mig, så jeg bliver helt væk. Når jeg kider mig, så skifter jeg farve.
Og jeg gemmer mig, så jeg bliver helt væk. Jeg leger cowboy, og så skyder jeg med blæk. Ålen vrider sig, se den snor sig afsted. Prøv at se på mig, jeg kan også følge med. Ålen vrider sig, se den snor sig afsted. Prøv at se på mig, jeg kan også følge med. Jeg vrider mig. Når det hele er en leg. At bestille noget, det er ikke noget for mig. For jeg har det bedst, når det hele er en leg. Jeg kan spille på min trommepille næse og spille skalofon.
Still for long in the dynamic in-your-face world of radio, we must all embrace change. Or, like the lesser-spotted saxophonist,